My name is Greg Gerding, and I am the publisher of University of Hell Press, and I am also the editor-in-chief of The Big Smoke America. 2022 will be University of Hell's 10-year anniversary. We have published 40 books so far, and our mission is denting the world with words, one incendiary book at a time. At the time of this monologue, I am in the middle of releasing our two newest books. The first is by Sean Levy. He has written many biographies, some of which are New York Times bestsellers, and through University of Hell, he debuts his first poetry collection called A Year in the Life of Death, Poems Inspired by the Obituary Pages of the New York Times. At the end of 2015, Sean had the idea to write one poem every day in 2016 inspired by an obituary from the New York Times. He couldn't know, of course, how significant the timing of that would be, as so many notable people died that year. Prince, David Bowie, Muhammad Ali, Arnold Palmer, Janet Reno, just to name a few. The result was a selection of 100 poems. Here's a poem about Nancy Reagan. All deaths, in a sense, are one. But in the news game, one death sometimes eclipses all. You may be many things in life, football star, federal DA, orchestra conductor, baseball historian, but die on the same day as a former first lady, and what you are in the end is filler. The other book is an anthology of American essays curated and edited by me called 2020, The Year of the Asterisk. As 2020 was unfolding, I wrote in my journal, "We're all just trying to navigate and survive the conditions of these garbage times. What statement do you want to make about it?" I then turned that query into an invitation and invited 51 people I love and admire to write personal essays about their 2020 experience. I wanted to catch their feelings raw and in real time, and I only asked that their essay be sent to me within the calendar year. What resulted is amazing, and I'm so proud. Here are two excerpts from the book, one by Brendan Canty, a founding member of the band Fugazi, and the other by Chris Valle, a photographer living in Los Angeles. In Brendan Canty's essay called The Days We Didn't Die, he wrote, "Blood is becoming a worry. Our friend who died from a blood clot last month, probably COVID. The two teachers at our school, that was COVID too. I would later lose two other friends to this, but back then the blood stuff was only starting. My heart was palpitating. I felt like shit. I went to the cardio doctor twice. He said I was fine. I had been sleeping on the couch. This is the inner molting that becomes a careful person. This is the fear that you must feel before you really engender self-protection." And from Chris Valle's essay, 2020 and the Age of Consequence, he wrote, "2020 is the mirror reflecting American society back at itself with staggering and sobering clarity. This is our formal entry into the Age of Consequence. Every political, social, ecological, cultural, or economic flaw in our society has been thrust back upon us all at once, with a generous helping of bad luck slathered on top. We played ourselves. We laid so many mines and rigged so many booby traps that we ran out of safe places to stand. COVID nudged us just enough to stumble, and then everything just started blowing up." I hope you'll check out these books and the rest of our catalog. In 2015, I was offered an opportunity by my friend in Australia, Alexandra Chelios, to launch The Big Smoke America. She had started The Big Smoke there as a way to provide a platform for dynamic voices in a stale media landscape. I accepted the role of editor-in-chief, and every day since then I have published an original article or essay on a range of topics. It was a natural extension of the work I started with University of Hell, and it allowed me to amplify unique voices across our country and provide fresh perspectives on everyday issues, especially during these charged times. Regarding the theme of visibility for this monologue, I know that I support and amplify important and often unheard voices of people across this country. irreverent and thought-provoking writing that might not otherwise see the light of day. University of Hell is genreless because there is important work that defies genre, and where would those writers find a home? And by extension, The Big Smoke accomplishes the same on a daily basis by publishing writers offering fresh takes, unburdened by having to be first or finish under a deadline just to push content. I encourage you to spend time on The Big Smoke. I think that writers who are serious about their craft should always be figuring ways to naturally diversify what they're doing and putting out into the world. You may already be actively focused on your personal brand and building that from a business standpoint, but you should also think about other ways to get yourself out there and grow yourself and your audience. I pitch The Big Smoke to creative writers and encourage them to lend their voice on any topic they are passionate about. I had one poet who had only written poetry before write a series of essays on the subject of gaslighting. And given the timing of that topic in relation to the current landscape, it provided a useful guide about this complicated topic and conveyed it in terms that readers could grasp. When I think back on my own career path, in the beginning, I never considered myself a writer until I started actively writing. And then I never imagined being an editor until it became important to me to be good and effective at writing. So I practiced editing and refined my voice and my eye and my ear. And then I definitely never thought I'd be a publisher until I recognized the need for a publishing house that was open to publishing what might be considered raw, outsider writing. Over time, it's become clear that it's important to me to produce works that have impact culturally and socially. There's an element of activism that permeates the work and inspires positive action among our readership and the community. So when I think of visibility, I think about these platforms that I have cultivated to elevate voices and people who aren't benefiting or who do not have the same access or opportunities that the privileged mainstream few do. I think it's time that we establish value through our creative expression, especially during these times when art in general has been taken for granted and even devalued.